Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Packages filled with explosives are boxed up in Yemen. One is delivered to UPS, another to FedEx.
We may never know how the Saudis came to know of the plot, but if it was a mole within Al-Qaeda, his cover has almost certainly been blown.
Which could make it that much harder to catch the guy that made the bombs.
The individual who has been making these bombs, whether it be the one that was given to Umar Farooq Abdulmutallab or the ones that were found in these packages, is a very dangerous individual. Clearly somebody who has a fair amount of training and experience, and we need to find him. We need to bring him to justice as soon as we can.
The Saudis step in to save Americans.
A terrorist plot created by Muslims and foiled by Muslims.
Keeping our friends close and our enemies as far away as Yemen.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, November 1st, and it seems to me like when you're looking back at the terror plot we found out about over the weekend, there are a lot of takeaways there, and they all could be equally important.
Yeah, the idea that bombs would be detonated by cell phones on cargo planes is a whole new sort of attack, a new front on the global economy. We were talking about that last hour. We're going to continue to talk about it because it's right at the top of the news. Let's stay with that latest attempted terror attack out of Yemen. White House counterterrorism chief John Brennan tells CBS News this morning the mail bombs hidden inside the ink cartridges of printers were meant to take planes down.
At this point, we, I think, would agree with the British that it looks as though they were designed to be detonated in flight.
Bombs were not rigged to go off when open, but set off remotely by cell phone. The bombs are believed to have been made by Al-Qaeda in Yemen's top bomb maker, Ibrahim al-Asiri. Al-Asiri is believed to have made the bomb sewn into the underwear of that Christmas Day bomber. He was also reportedly behind the assassination attempt on Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief. Brennan says it was a Saudi tip that foiled this latest plot.
Once they got received the information, they contacted us immediately, and it was a race against the clock to find those packages, to neutralize them. And so we owe a debt of gratitude to the Saudis. I think their actions really saved lives here.
One more twist. Officials in Yemen have released a woman who'd been in custody over the weekend. They say she's a victim of identity theft and not the person who sent one of the bombs.
In Baghdad, a group linked to Al-Qaeda stormed a church during Sunday services and took the entire congregation hostage. This worshiper was one of the 120 inside.
The gunmen opened fire outside in the street before coming into the church. They rounded us up and gathered all of us in a hall. They beat the worshippers and held us hostage inside the hall. There were many dead.
When Iraqi security forces moved in, 52 hostages were killed, as well as five militants. Brazil has elected its first female president. Dilma Rousseff is a former Marxist guerrilla who was tortured and imprisoned during Brazil's dictatorship in the 1970s. She's President Lula da Silva's chief of staff, but has never held elected office before now. And 24 hours from now, voters head to the polls in the most expensive election in U.S. history. Both sides making closing arguments, even though more than half of likely voters have already cast early ballots. President Obama tells voters in Ohio to remember the Republicans failed to prevent the recession.
You hear them talking now about how they are going to cut debt and deficits. These are the folks who ran up the deficit.
But Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says the election will be a referendum on the White House.
The dominant issues in America are all of this spending, outrageous spending, excessive debt, skyrocketing deficits, joblessness, and what the American people are looking at, and they're saying the Obama policies aren't working.
The Republicans would need 39 seats to get control of the House and 10 to get control of the Senate. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed right now. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,118, the S&P at 1,183, and the Nasdaq will open at 2,507. Well, coming up later on in the hour, Jacob Dylan joins us. He's going to talk about the inspiration behind his new record and his life as part of a musical royal line.
But up next, Saudi Arabia's crucial role in foiling this weekend's terror plot and also being a fertile ground for actually the recruiting of terrorists. We'll talk in a moment.